Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. There has been another anti-Semitic attack in Sydney, this time a childcare centre around the corner from a synagogue. New South Wales police say anti-Semitic graffiti was painted on the wall of the childcare facility, which is directly around the corner from the Maroubra synagogue on Anzac Parade. The centre was also set alight. The Prime Minister has described this and other recent attacks as pointless and despicable.
It is a crime, a vicious crime, to think through how you could think that something like this would advance any alleged cause that people might have. The only objective which will be achieved by this crime is the fulfilment of these people being caught, charged and facing the full force of the law.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has lauded the US-Australia relationship after attending the inauguration of Donald Trump. She says the fact that Australia was one of the few countries invited to the ceremony indoors is proof of their steadfast alliance. La Trobe University professor Dennis Altman says Australia's fragile relationship with China and Pacific nations could be at risk under Mr. Trump's second presidential term. There has also been speculation that the future of AUKUS could be under threat, which Senator Wong has maintained is not true. She has told Channel 7 that Australia will handle any tariffs Trump might impose.
When it comes to Australia-US economic relations, in terms of trade, that the US has had a surplus with Australia since President Truman, about 2-1. And in fact, even of those exports from Australia that go to the US, about half of them go into US supply chains. So in terms of adding value to the American economy, Australia certainly does, and that will be my message on behalf of Australia.
A man's body has been found after a two-day search of a flood-hit town in northern New South Wales. The Brisbane-based pastor had been swept away from a causeway at Limpenwood near the Queensland border on Saturday evening. He'd been leading a convoy of three to their accommodation after a wedding rehearsal before his white ute was washed downstream. Tennis fans have been urged to stay alert to the possibility of ticket scams in the lead-up to the Australian Open finals. The government says scammers take advantage of major events and it expects to see a rise in fake ticket sales. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says Australians need to stop, check and protect themselves before purchasing tickets, especially on social media. A new report says Australia's superannuation system needs to be made simpler. The Grattan Institute report suggests retirees should be offered a lifetime pension from the federal government drawn from their savings. It recommends retirees use a portion of their super balance to buy an annuity from the government to guarantee their income for the rest of their lives. The Grattan Institute's Joe Maloney has told SBS there's little advice currently available for retirees about how to make the best use of their retirement savings.
But once we hit retirement, the system really casts us adrift. We're not given any guidance in how to use our superannuation in retirement. We're not told what products to use, and it's very, very hard for retirees to get the guidance that they need to make the most of their superannuation.
Women now make up nearly half of the senior positions in the federal government. 11 of the 23 ministers in Anthony Albanese's cabinet are women, the highest female representation in Australian history. It follows the swearing-in of four new ministers into cabinet, all of them women, after the retirement of NDIS Minister Bill Shorten. Australian scientists have begun drilling into a million-year-old ice core in Antarctica that they believe could hold crucial information about the Earth's climate. The team is aiming to complete a 150-metre pilot hole at the site known as Dome C North by the end of this month. It's hoped the ice they extract will contain information about the most recent 4,000 years of climate history. The drilling is taking place using some 62 tonnes of equipment and supplies, which were hauled to the site from Australia's Casey Research Station, 1,200 kilometres away. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.